daf is Becharos Daf Chav Ches. We are holding, we finished Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, and the last thing we were discussing was how we know that when we cheshbin the year, the Shana B'Shana, within which you're supposed to take care of the Bechar, of the Bechar Balmum, and eat the Bechar Balmum, how do we know that we count that cheshbin based on the Bechar's own year and not based on the calendar year? So there was a machlokas, interesting, between Rav and the Tana Debei Rav. So apparently there's a machlokas within Rav's yeshiva, between the Rosh yeshiva and the students of the yeshiva. So the Rav held that we learned it from the Pasuk Lufnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlanu Shana B'Shana. When do you ever have a Shana that's within another Shana? So it's a so when do you have an overlap of one Shana to another Shana? So that's got to be when you're cheshbining a private year versus a calendar year. Whereas Debei Rav said, no, Shana B'Shana teaches us a different thing. That teaches us that you can eat the Bechor for Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad, because you could have it the last day of one year and then the first day of the next year. So that teaches us the din of Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. How do we know that we cheshbin based on the animal's own year? That we learn from a different pasuk, Keves Ben Shnaso, teaches that by Kachim, and we learn from Kachim to Bechor. That's how we know had a cheshbin the year based on the animal's own year. So the Gemara had wanted to know that according to Rav, who learns from Shana B'Shana, where does he know the din that an animal is allowed to be eaten for, that the Bechor is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night? Meaning, very good, you learn from Shana B'Shana that we cheshbin based on the animal's own year, but how do you know that it's allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night? So the Gemara said, we learn it from Ubasarim Yelachak, Chazay Hatunufok, Ashok Hayamin. We compare it to Chazav Ashok of a carbon shlamim, just like Chazav Ashok of a carbon shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night, so to Bechor could be eaten for 2 days and one night. So V'idach, says the Gemara, what's the Tana Debei Rav going to say to that? Meaning, why can't the Tana Debei Rav learn it from there, from the Limud of Chazav Ashok? Why do they need to learn the Shnei Yam V'Layla Echad from Shana B'Shana? So, imei hasam no, because if they're going to learn from the comparison to Chazav Ashok, who says we're talking about Chazav Ashok of a carbon shlamim, which in fact could be eaten for 2 days and one night? Ika lemeimer Chazav Ashok shel toda. Maybe the pasuk is comparing it to Chazav Ashok of a carbon toda. And the halacha by a carbon toda is, all parts of a carbon toda, Chazav Ashok included, is that it could be eaten for yom v'layla, only one day and one night. So how do you know that it's comparing it to Chazav Ashok of a shlamim? V'idach, and Rav would respond, you're right, it's only comparing it to Chazav Ashok of a carbon toda, not to Chazav Ashok of a shlamim. So where do I know 2 days and one night? Amakra l'cha yihye, hosef l'cha kosef havaya acheres b'bechar, that the pasuk is adding an additional havaya, that it's an additional state of being for a bechar, that even though from the pasuk itself, from the comparison itself to Chazav Ashok, we'd only know that you're allowed to eat it for 1 day and one night, we learn from that havaya acheres that you could eat it for 2 days and one night. V'idach, and the Tana Debei Rav would respond, imei hasam, if it was from that extra havaya, Vaya Acheres, that L'cha Yihyeh, Ikal Meimer, Hai Yihyeh L'cha Limin Al Bechor Balmum, Shenosel L'Kohen, Shalom Asin Lo B'Kol HaTorah Kula. Maybe that extra phrase in the pasuk is just teaching me the very concept that a Bechor Balmum is given to a Kohen in the first place, because we don't find in Kol HaTorah Kula that you have an animal that's Kachim that becomes a Balmum that you give it to a Kohen. When it's a Tam, you give it to a Kohen, let him serve, let him bring it as a Karban. But this is a very unique Chiddush, that you have something that's a Balmum where there's a mitzvah to give it to a Kohen. We never find that anywhere. So that's what we're learning from the Chayyeh, not to add an extra day to the amount of time that it can be eaten. How do I know that extra day from the amount of time it can be eaten, says the Tana Debei Rav? I know that from Shana B'Shana. V'idach, and Rav himself would respond, Amar Ubisaram, Echatam, Echad Balmum. Pasuk says Ubisaram in the plural is supposed to be given to the Kohen. So I don't need the Chayyeh to tell me that you give a Balmum to the Kohen. I already learned it from the plural of Ubisaram that there are two types of animals you give to a Kohen. You give a Bechor Tam to a Kohen. You could also give a Bechor Balmum to a Kohen. V'idach, and the Tana Debei Rav would respond, Ubisaram dahani becharos to kula Yisrael kamar. No, ubisaram doesn't mean two types of animals. Granted, it's a word that's written in the plural, but it's not in the plural in terms of types of animals. It's plural in terms of how many different animals, because bisaram of Gans Klal Yisrael, it's the basar of all the becharos of Klal Yisrael that goes to a Kohen. Besarim, but Eino Chinami, I would have thought from the word of Besarim alone, I would have thought that it's only talking about Bechor Tam, not a Bechor Baal Mum. Where do I learn Bechor Baal Mum from, says Rav? I learn it from, says the Tana Debei Rav, I learn it from L'chayyeh, from that Havaya Acheres. That's where I know that you give a Bechor Baal Mum to a Kohen, which means that that Havaya Acheres is not free to teach me an extra day of consumption. Where do I know that extra day of consumption? It's from Shana B'Shana. How do I then know that we count based on its own years? Well, I learned that from Kachim, right? Keves ben Shinaso. That is the Tana Debei Rav's Limud. So what it boils down to, the whole Machlokas Rav and the Tana Debei Rav, is how do you understand Uvisaram? Is Uvisaram in the plural referring to two types of animals, or just multiple animals that could belong to multiple members of Klal Yisrael? Okay, so now we're at the two dots on Chav Chesam and Aleph, about 5, 6, 7 lines down from the top of the page. No lomum betoch shnaso rasha lekaimo kol yud beis chodesh. So the Mishnah said that if the animal develops a mum within its year, within the first year, so then you could keep it kol shemaser chodesh. You could keep it for 12 months. And then it was a little cryptic after that, and it said the achas shnaso eino rasha lekaimo el lamed yom. After its year, you can only keep it 30 days. What does that mean? After its year, you can only keep it 30 days. There are two ways to understand that. One way that the Gemara is going to spell it out, but let's just say it first. One way to understand it is that if it develops a mum within its first 12 months, so you can keep it for 12 months from that time, and then in addition to those 12 months, you also get another 30 days. But it's all talking about the same case. If it develops a mum within its first year, you get 12 months plus 30 days. Or maybe no, maybe it's telling me two different cases. Maybe it's saying there are two tracks. Number one, if it develops a mum within 12 months, so you get to keep it for 12 months. If it develops a mum after its first year of life, then you only get to keep it for 30 days. But there is no din that if it develops a mum within 12 months, you get 12 months plus 30 days. No, means 12 months. If it develops after 12 months, then you keep it for 30 days. That's the Shaila. Which way of understanding that line is correct? So says Gemara Yibayilu, Heichi Ka'amar, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Nodo lo betoch shnoso, Rasha lekaimo kol yud beis chodesh, uliachar shnoso na mishloshim? Does it mean to say that if it gets a mum within its first year, you get to keep it for yud beis chodesh plus after shnoso another 30 days? Oh, Dilma, or maybe no, it's saying as follows, two separate cases. Hecha denolad bomum betoch shnaso, rasha lekaimel kol shemaso chodesh, sulo. If it develops a mum within the year, so then you could keep it for 12 months, and no more, only for 12 months. Vehecha denolad lo achar shnaso, but if you have a different case, where it's nolad bomum achar shnaso, then in a rasha lekaimel shloshim, then you get 30 days, then you're only allowed to keep it for 30 days. That is the shaila. How do we read the Mishnah? So it says the Gemara, let's bring a raya. The Gemara is going to have two rayas, so this is raya number one. Tashima. Titania, we have a braisa as follows. Bechor bizmanazeh, ad shlo nira la rosa l'chacham. If you have a bechor bizmanazeh, before you're able to show it to a chacham. What does it mean before you're able to show it to a chacham? So Rashi says, shlo nafal b'mum. It doesn't have a mum yet, so you can't show it to a chacham. There's nothing to show. So you have bechor bizmanazeh that has not yet developed a mum. Tosos happens to disagree with that reading of Rashi. If you look at Tosos, he writes, v'yush b'kuntra shlo nafal b'mum, v'kashem, my Rashi l'kaimu sh'tayim v'shaloshonim al karchachi kaimenu. The next line isn't going to make any sense. That if it hasn't yet developed a mum, the Bryce is going to say, you get to hang on to it for 2 or 3 years. Of course you get to hang on to it for 2 or 3 years. Not only do you get to, you have to. What else can you do with it? There's nothing else that you can't do anything with it. It's bizman hazeh. Can't give it to a kohen, let him bring his carbon. There's no carbon. So of course you would have to hold on to it for 2 or 3 years. So Tosos says he doesn't think that we're talking about an animal that does not have a mum. If you look at the end of Tosos, after he suggests another pshat in the middle, if you look at the end, 4 lines from the end, v'nir lefarish ad shalo nir la rosa l'chacham, shalo nizdamin lo chacham achar shenafel b'mum, shein zakuk lo licha l'makom ra. Very interesting. Tosos says, we're talking about an animal that has developed a mum, but you have not shown it to a chacham because you don't have a chacham accessible, available to you. And you're under no obligation to schlep and travel long distances in order to be able to show it to a chacham. So that's what we're talking about. An animal that already has a mum, we just don't yet have access to a chacham. Again, chacham over here means a chacham who has this particular smicha of matir b'choros, someone who has this particular particular expertise. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there is a special smicha of Yatir Bechoros, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Amoraim would spend significant chunks of time on a farm learning all the different movement that an animal would have. So that's not such a common area of knowledge that you're necessarily going to have a chacham always accessible to you. So again, let's see the braisa. B'char b'zman hazeh ad shelo nira laros l'chacham. You have b'char b'zman hazeh, you were unable to show to a chacham either according to Rashi because it doesn't have a mum, or according to Tosfos because you just don't have access to a chacham. So Rashi l'kayim u'shtayim v'shalosh shanim. So then you hang on to it for 2-3 years. What are you going to do with it? There's nothing else you can do with it. So if it's a situation where it's near la rosa l'chacham, let's stick with Rashi now, where it develops a mum, now you have an animal that has developed a mum, so then it depends. If the mum developed within its first year of life, so then you can hang on to it for 12 months. After that year is up, you're not allowed to hang on to it for even a single day more, even a single moment more. But that would be the din technically. But the Chacham made a takana because of Hashavas Aveda L'Bailim, because we're afraid that if we don't give you any leeway, any extra time with it, you're going to shecht it and then the meat is going to spoil before you find the Kohen to give it to. So therefore, we don't want the Kohen to lose out so much, so we allow you to be Mekayim it for Shloshim Yom. That's how Rashi understands. If you look at Rashi, in Rashi, L'Kayim Afil Yom Echad, because Salka Daitach, Anolad Bomum B'Toch Shnosokai, we're assuming that all of this is one case, that if it develops a within 1 year, you get to keep it for 1 year, but no longer. But then they made a takana that because of Hashavas Aveda, what's the Hashavas Aveda? Dahenu Kohen, the Hashavas Aveda of the Kohen, the Shemim Biyad Yisrael Avi, Haibachar, Lo Mishka Kohen, the Misfile. If maybe you might not find a Kohen to give it to. Vishachata Yasriach Abasar, and you're going to shach that the meat is going to spoil. So Amr Rashi Lekaimu Lamed Yom. So they said you could hang on to it for 30 days. If after 30 days you still can't find a Kohen, well then you ran out of time. Then Shochto Molcha Chimsa Kohen, you got to shecht it and salt it till you find the Kohen. But you see, Alma Lamed Yom Tekomar, Nol Mum B'Toch Shosokai. But the bottom line is, this is a Raya. Why is this a Raya? It's all one case. We see that this 30-day extension is not a separate case if it develops a Mum after a year is up. No, it's all a case where it develops a Mum during the year. We're saying you have 12 months, plus 30 days. Why the plus 30? Plus 30 for Hashavas Aveda. So says the Gemara, that's not a Raya. V'adayin tibayili, shloshim yom achar shnaso, odil makodim shnaso. How do I know how to read the Braisa? Meaning the Braisa, you have the same kash as the Mishnah. When the Braisa says that la'achar shnaso, you get shloshim yom, does that mean you get shloshim yom if it develops a mum la'achar shnaso? Or does it mean you get shloshim yom if it developed a mum b'toch shnaso, that in addition to the 12 months, you get another 30 days? You have the same kasha on reading the Braisa that you would have on reading the Mishnah. The Rashash over here quotes from the Tshuvas Shivas Tzion. I think that's the son of the Nodi Behuda, if I'm not mistaken, in Simul Chav Dalid, that you could prove from here that the whole din of Achilles Balmum, Toch Shana, is only a din Midrabanan. Because if it were a din Da'araisa, there would be no way that they'd be able to say, Mishum HaShavas Aveda L'Bailim, you get an extension. What do you mean, get an extension? There's a din Da'araisa, they have to eat it, B'toch Shnaso. So you see that the whole din of eating a B'toch Shnaso, of eating a Bechor Balmum, B'toch Shana B'Shana is the din Da'araisa. But of eating a Bechor Balmum, B'toch Shnaso, that must be only a din D'Rabbanan. That's what he quotes from the Shiva Siyam, but the Rashash himself is Doch the Raya. He says there's no Raya, because Min HaTorah, we only count the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 12 months, from the time that it's Nafal Bo Mum and it's Royal Achila, from the time that it actually develops the Mum, like a time where we only count Miyom HaShmini. So when it's Roy for Atzah, when it's Roy to be used as a Karban, so by Bal Mum, we would only count from when it develops Mum. It's 12 months from when it develops a Mum, not 12 months from when it's born. So it could be that they were just making with that Din Drabanan, that you count the 12 months from its birth rather than 12 months from the time it develops a Mum. The reason that that's an interesting Rashash, it's an interesting discussion, whether there is such a thing, Bizman Azeh, when you have a Bechor, we have Kedushas Bechor Bizman Azeh. So Bizman Azeh, when there is a Bechor that develops a Mum, the fact that you have a Chiv to eat it within a year, is that a Mitzvah Sachila Midaraisa? Because there's a famous comment that the Chassam Sofer has, where the Chassam Sofer says, you have to be very careful on the night of the Seder, make sure you eat your matzah well, because it's the only Mitzvah Sachila we still have Midaraisa Bizman Azeh. There is no other mitzvah achilah midaraisa b'zman hazeh. Mor b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. We don't have achilas kachim. So the only time you can ever really serve Hashem with eating on a daraisa level is by achilas matzah. That's what Chassam Sof writes in his tshuvas in Choshen Mishpat and Hashmatos and Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. So, you know, the achronim already start working on it. Really? What about the first night of Sukkot? Tesvav, tesvav, mitzvah tina in the sukkah. So they say, no, over there it's a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. How are you mekayim the mitzvah yeshiva? The mitzvah yeshiva is done by eating at least kazayis in the sukkah. But it's not a mitzvah, or a kebetzah machalik shushab. But it's not a mitzvah achila, it's really a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. What about achila on Erev Yom HaKippurim? Okay, so the achila Erev Yom HaKippurim, you can say also it's a mitzvah inoy, not a mitzvah achila, depending on the preparation for the mitzvah inoy, but not an independent mitzvah achila. But maybe this is an example of a mitzvah achila midaraisa bizman hazeh. If in fact there's a mitzvah of achilas b'char balmum b'toch shnaso, so it turns out that it's actually a machlokas rishonim. The Taz in Simon Shin Vav Sifkat and Vav is quoted in the Chashukei Chemed of Zilberstein Sefer Mechoros. This one actually has to do with the daf. The Taz writes that it's asr to leave it around to lo asr the day takala begiza v'avoda. Sounds like the only reason it's asr to leave it around after its years in Issa Drabanan that lo asr the day takala. So Rabbi Kivega writes on the Taz that v'chem that it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan. However, he says, and he says, so it says in the Levush and the Yerayim, but he says, Av Midivri Asmag V'Rambam Mavur, Desfiru L'David Oraisa, that the Rambam and the Smag hold that it's a Din D'Oraisa that you need to eat it B'Toch Shana. Turns out, according to Rabbi Kivager, that the Rambam and the Smag, that even Bizman said there would be such a thing as a mitzvah sachila mida oraisa. So that's why it's an interesting maramakum, this idea that we have a mitzvah sachila mida oraisa, this rashash. But anyway, back to our original shaila. So the shaila was, when we say that you have 30 days, is that talking about a separate case where it develops mum la'achar shnaso? Or does it mean that when it develops mum b'toch shnaso, in addition to the full year, you get an additional 30 days? So Tashema, the Gemara brings a second raya. Nola lo mum b'chamish asr yom b'toch shnaso, mashlim lo chamish asr yom achar shnaso. If it develops mum 15 days into its first year of life, you get to hang on to it till 15 days into its second year of life, 1 year after it develops mum. So Shema Mina, that's all the raya you need. Why is that all the raya you need? Says Rashi. Mashlim lo tesvav achar shnaso, alma lamed yom d'ktani masnisin, anolod bo mum la'achar shnaso ka'i. That the case where you get 30 days past the year must be talking about a case where it develops a mum after the year is up, a separate case. Because here the Bryce says explicitly, how long do you get when it develops a mum within the year? You get 1 year from the moment it develops a mum. But if it develops mum after its year, so then you get 30 days from when it develops that mum. So that's the raya. Says the Gemara, Misayel Rabbi Lazar, Dam Rabbi Lazar, Nosan lo shloshim yom ishash nol ba mum is the raya. Rabbi Lazar says it gets 30 days from when it develops a mum. So you see that 30 days is from when it develops a mum after its year. It's not talking about a 30-day extension beyond the 12 months you already got from when it developed a mum in during the first year. Igad Amri, others have a different version of this discussion. Amr Blazer Minayin Lebuchar Shnol B'mum B'toch Shnaso Shnaso Shoshim Yom Ach Shnaso. How do I know that if it develops mum within a year, that it gets an additional 30 days after the year? Shemel Fnei Shemel Kecha Tochlenu Shana B'Shana. Ezu Hein Yamin HaChashuvin Shana. When do you ever have a chunk of days, a grouping of days, that counts as if it's a full year? Have a Yomer Elu Shloshim Yom. 30 days, Shloshim Yom B'Shana is considered like a Shana. L'mainav Kabina, we have such a din by in Maseches Basra. The Gemara discusses three shittas in Tanoim about how long it takes to get a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So one shita in Tanoim that Shloshim Yom B'Shana is considered like a Shana. That if you have you can have a field, a piece of property for a total of 14 months and you get a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. 1 month in 1 year, full middle year, and 1 month in the last year. So Meisve, so the Gemara asks on that, what do you mean? No, the Mum B'Chamish Asur Yom B'Toch Shnaso, Mashlim Lo Chamish Asur Yom Achash Shnaso. So But what do you see from that? You only get one full year, but no additional 30 days. Hashlama in, may have a low. You get to finish off that year, but you don't get any extra time. So Tiyufta, Rebbe Lazar, Tiyufta. So the second version has it as a Tiyufta on Rebbe Lazar, because Rebbe Lazar had said the other way in the second version, that Rebbe Lazar had said that the 30 days is an extension beyond the original 12 months. Gemara's conclusion is that no such thing. That the extension does not work beyond the original 12 months. Okay, the idea we mentioned before, that Hashavas Aved LeBailim, that's where these additional 30 days would come from, the concept of Hashavas Aved LeBailim. So the Avni Nezer and the Mikdash David bring a raya from here that the mitzvah of Bechor Balmum is not a mitzvah of Achila Mamish, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Shechita. How does he bring a raya from here? Because Rashi writes that what do you do? Because we don't want it to spoil, so for 30 days you don't have to do anything, you get to spend time looking for a kohen so that the meat wouldn't spoil. And then after 30 days, you don't find a kohen. Shochto umolcho ad shiyim tzakohen. You shecht it and you do malicha until you find a kohen. So, because why would you be molcho ad shiyim tzakohen? If you're not eating it, you shouldn't shecht it until you find a kohen. Why? What's the idea? What's the purpose of shechting it right away? So it must be that you're mekayim some sort of mitzvah of l'fnei Hashem tochlenu shana b'shana, even with the shechita alone. That even though it's tochlenu, the emphasis, says the Avni Nezer, the Mikdash David, is really on the shechita more so than on the achila. Okay, new Mishnah. Ashochei b'char umares mumo. So a person shechts a b'char and shows the mum to an expert. So what's wrong with that? That sounds great. So Rashi says, no, it's a problem. La'achar shechita. You're supposed to show the expert before you shecht it. You're supposed to show the mum to an expert before you shecht it. Here a guy shechted it and then decided, oh, look, I'll show the mum to an expert and see if I did the right thing. And the expert taka says, yeah, it's a mum. So Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's good enough. That's matirit. Rameir amar hol v'nishchat shalal pi mumcha asr. Rameir says, no, you did the wrong thing and therefore it's going to be asr. You weren't matir al pi mumcha. You weren't shochet al pi mumcha. It's going to be asr. Misha einu mumcha v'rasa b'char v'nishchat al piv. Harezi yikaver v'yishalmi beisof. Let's say a person is not a mumcha, but he plays one on TV. He pretends to be a mumcha, and the guy shechts the animal based on his say-so that it's a balmum. Well, then he's going to have to compensate the owner for the loss, and the animal itself just has to be buried. There's nothing you could do with it. So that's the halach. Even though we have no idea if it actually had a mum or not, because we never got to show it to a mumcha. So fine. Amar Rabba Bar Chana. So we had a machlokas tanaim in the first line of this Mishnah. If you shechted it before showing the mum and then showed the mum once the animal was already dead, so Rabbi Yehuda said that's fine. Rabbi Meir says not okay. So Amar Rabba Bar Chana, that machlokas is actually somewhat limited. If the mum were about a cataract in the eye, so then everyone would agree that it's way too late to show it to a chacham after it's already dead, because the nature of the mum could change after death, so it's not even going to look the same. There's no way he can make an accurate call after death whether it had a mum prior to the shechita or not. So lo nechlechu ela b'mum shabaguf. The whole machlokas is only on a mum in the animal's body. So Rameir savar gazrin mum shabaguf al tadokin shabayin. Rameir says we don't allow him even after the even a mum shabaguf which does not change after death. We're not going to make him make the determination. We're not going to allow him to make the determination after death, lest he come to do the same by dokin shabayin. Rabbi Yehuda savar lo gazrin mum shabaguf al tadokin shabayin. Rabbi Yehuda says no, we'll know how to distinguish between the two. Dokin shabayin you can't do. Mum shabaguf you can do, because the mum shabaguf doesn't change anyhow. That is the machlokas. Tani namiyachi, we have a brisa that supports that understanding of the machlokas. Hashochres abchor umares mumav. If you shecht the bchor, you show the mum after the shechita. Rabbi Yudom Reb Dokin Shabayin Asim Neishen Mishtanin. B'mum Shabaguf Mutar Neishen Ein Mishtanin. Rabbi Yudah says, well, if it's Dokin Shabayin, that's Vaday Asir, because that could change. A mum shabaguf, that's no problem, because it won't change. And Rameir Omer Echadze Vechadze Asim Neishen Mishtanin. That both of them are Asir because they change. What? What do you mean because they change? Only a cataract in the eye changes. A mum shabaguf doesn't change. Ela mipnei hamishtanin. Not mipnei shemishtanin. We don't say that it's that a mum shabaguf is going to be asr because it changes. We're saying a mum shabaguf is asr because there are those other mumin that change. There are hamishtanin, and that is specifically the dokin shabayin, which is mishtana. Do we pass like Rameir over here? So there is a klal in halacha that the Gemara says in Mesech Ksub Stefan and Zayin that halacha kremer b'gzerosav, that halacha is always like Rameir whenever he makes a gzera. So Tosav here discusses in Dibra Masla Rameir Savar, is this an example of Rabbi Meir b'gzerosav? Because over here Rameir is saying we can't allow a mum shabaguf lest you come to be matir a dokin shabayin kind of mum after shechita. Sounds like a gzera. So this is actually machlokas rishonim whether this counts as a gzera, because the Gemara is going to say, and the Gemara Mesech Beitza says that Rav Meir asers the entire animal midin knas. It's a penalty for the person for showing a mum prior to being allowed, I mean, for not showing the mum prior to shechita. So a knas, it's a penalty for the person that we don't allow it. So the halachas are Rav Meir b'gzerosav, not b'knasosav. Not when he makes a knas. So the question is, how do you label this? Do you label this as a gzera, or you label it as a knas? So the Rush quotes both deos, that the shita of Rav Achai Gon is that it's a din of a knas, and therefore we're not going to pass on a kremer, because halacha kremer b'gzerosav v'lo b'knasosav, and that's the shita of Tosos over here, that passes on a Yehuda. The Rif and the Ramban, however, say that the halacha is like kremer, because it's a gzera. The Gemara says a lashon of knas, but really it's a gzera. It really means to say that it's a gzera. The Chassam Sofer just asks a much more pashut question. He says, why does Rav Meir aser it for the Bailim to eat it? The knas should really be on the Chacham. The Iker Isser is on him, that he shouldn't look at a mum la'achar misa. So the whole gzera of the Gemara that where goes, mum shabaguf, hatadok and shabayin also, that should be a din on the Chacham, that we shouldn't allow him to look at mum and shabaguf la'achar misa, lest he come to look at Dokin Shaba'ayin La'achar Misa. So the Chacham that was Mora Heter on such a mum, he's the one that has violated some sort of Isser D'Rabbanan. What did the Bailim do? What did the Bailim do wrong? And furthermore, why don't we if you want to make a Knas on the Bailim, forget about the fact, oh, that he showed a mum Shabaguf, even though mum Shaba'ayin can change, so it's exactly. No, you want to say that there's an Isra on the Bailim? The Isra on the Bailim is that he shechted it without showing the mum. That should be, if you want to make a knas on the Bailim, that should be the reason for the knas. Not a mum shabaguf, atu mum shabayin. No, what business does he have shechting without showing the mum? Let's say that mum turns out not to be a mum at all. Then he shechted a tam. You're not allowed to shecht a bukhar tam. So he took a very, very high risk. So that should be the basis of it. Why is the dafka the emphasis on the Bailim because of mum shabaguf, atu mum shabayin? So Chassam Sofer says we must be talking about a case where the Bailim himself is a mumcha and he knows that it's a mum. So he wasn't taking any chances. Elamai is not neman to paskin on his own mumin. So he's not allowed to do it. So he's not allowed to rely on that alone. He has to show it to a chacham as well. So that's why the whole emphasis is on the chacham and not on the Bailim, because the Bailim knew full well that there wasn't really a problem over here in terms of the nature of this mum. Okay, says the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Last line on the page. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Masnisi nami deka. Our Mishnah is also meduik this way, that the whole machlok is only about a mum shabaguf, but not about dokin shabayin. Why? Because Rav Meir Omer hol v'nishkat shalo al pi mumcha aser. So shema mina knasa kakanis, Rabbi Meir. Shema mina. You see that Rav Meir is making a knas, because he says the whole reason that it's aser is because it was nishchat shalo al pi mumcha, not because it changed, that the mum may have changed and that we don't have an accurate picture over here. So obviously the assumption is we do have an accurate picture, so it must not be talking about Dokin Shabayin. Dokin Shabayin, we wouldn't even have an accurate picture. It would be a more fundamental reason why we have a problem. So it sounds much more that it's a knas that Rav Meir made. Fine. Ibayilu. Next shayla. When we say that Dokin Shabayin, that the mum can change after the animal's death, is that definite, that it always changes after the animal dies? Or do we say that, no, it can happen, but it doesn't always happen? So, practically, more than my nafkamina. Who cares? What difference does it make? Either way, you can't check Dokin Shabayin after the animal's already dead because of the chance that it could change. So, the my nafkamina, so says Marlach Hushe Sahadi. The nafkamina is, what if there are witnesses that look at the mum after the animal dies and tell you that, yeah, we saw this animal before it died and it looked exactly the same as it does now? If you know that it always changes, so then you know not to pay any attention to these witnesses. They're liars. You know that it has to change. But if sometimes it changes, sometimes it doesn't change, well then maybe there's what to be somichan when it comes to these witnesses. Because maybe they're telling the truth, that it looked exactly the same before the animal was shechted, and maybe that would be enough to rely on. You wouldn't have to assume that it changed for the worse. So it's a very important shaila now. Is it definite that the Dokin Shabayim will always change? Or is it that sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't? So the Gemara poses the shaila. What's the din? Tashem Asuk Marzal, let's bring a raya. Dam Rabba Bar Bechana. Sachli Rabbi Yoshia, Demin Usha, Bova Arecha, Bedokin Shein Mishtanim. The Rabbi Yoshia once got excited. He saw a Dokin Shabayin that it looked a certain way before the animal was shechted and a different way after the animal was shechted. He said, come, let me show you an example of where it changes. The fact that he's saying, Bova Arecha, come and I'll show you an example. It's commonly Bova Arecha, Machal Dika de Mishtani, Vika de Lomishtani. That implies that it doesn't always happen. If it always happened, then he wouldn't need to say, Bova Arecha, anytime you see Dokin Shabayin, you shecht it and you'll see the change happen. It's a no-brainer. So it must be that sometimes it doesn't happen. That's the raya from that story. Fine. Mishnah then went on to say, Mishenu mumcha v'ra sabachar v'nishkot alpiv, hareze yikaver v'yishalim yiveso. That a person who was not a mumcha, and he pretended to be one, and he said, yeah, that's a mumcha v'ra, go ahead, you could shecht it. And they shecht an animal based on his say-so, so they bury the animal, and yishalim yiveso, he has to compensate the money. So this sounds like it's a Stam Mishnah that's going like Rabbi Meir, who said that echazev is asur, that it's because it says that you cover even no matter what the mum looks like now. So it sounds like it's going like Rabbi Meir, who holds that it doesn't matter even a mum shabaguf, which doesn't change, and it looks like a mum kavua now that the animal is dead. It doesn't matter. Still, you're not going to be. You have to get rid of the animal. You're not going to be able to use the animal. But you know this mum was there. Rabbi Meir made such a gezera to a dokin shabayin. So it sounds like this stam line at the end of the Mishnah is assuming, like Reb Meir's sheet at the beginning of the Mishnah. So says Marano, Dilma b'dokin shabayin, b'divrei kol. Maybe that stam line at the end of the Mishnah was going on a case of dokin shabayin. It wasn't going on a case of a mum shabaguf. Yeah, in the case of Dokin Shabai, and then you're going to have no choice but to bury it, because you know for sure that you don't know that mum was the same before. The mum may have been different before, and you have no choice but to bury it in that case. But had it been a mum shabaguf, then maybe in Echinami we would assume, not like Remeir, you'd be able to, even though there was a fraud of a chacham who looked at it beforehand, get a real chacham to look at it now and determine that it's a mum kavua and take care of it. So Tanak Shum Mishalim reveal the duck. So now we said that he has to pay for it. So how much does he have to pay? What's the value of such an animal? It may or may not have been a balmum. So now, what's the value? If it wasn't a balmum, wasn't worth anything to him yet. If it was a balmum, it was the meat was worth something. So Tanak Shum Mishalim reveal the duck of Mechzel Legasa. When you pay one quarter of the price for Behem Daka, half price for Behem Gasa. So my time. Well, what's the reason that you would do it dafka that way? Amra Papa Zehefsin Rubav Zehefsin Muat, because the Behema Gasa, it's a much bigger hefsid than a Behema Daka. So says Gemara, yeah, but we're discussing percentages. So what do you mean? It's a much bigger loss, and therefore you pay a bigger amount. You pay half the price. You should pay based on the loss, whatever the loss is. That's that percentage of the loss should already covers the difference between a daka and a gasa. So why should it be a higher percentage by a gasa? So now this is part of the gzera of megadli behema daka. What does that mean? It's part of the gzera of megadli behema. So Rashi has two pshatim. Number one, Rashi says, Mishum Torah Megadli Behema Daka, Sheish Batorah Gadol Legadla. It's a big bother and a big tircha to be Megadol Behema Daka. So Vezeshi Hitra Bechor, he tzilu lekohen mitorach gadol. So by being Matil the Bechor, he actually saved the Kohen from the tircha of having to care for Behema Daka. You don't know how long this animal animal could have gone without developing a mum. So had this guy not been matir shechting it, the kohen would have had all this work to do. So that's why he only pays one quarter, he doesn't pay one half, because he saved the kohen all that work. That's one possibility. What that means, gzeiras megadle behemah daka, it means the care that you have to give the behemah daka. Lishna achrina, Rashi says, gzeiras megadle behemah daka, sho'ovan al devrei chacham, kitnam babakama, in megadle behemah daka, berit sol, kansulcham, v'lishka l'arviya, v'lom piyamara. So Rashi says, but the other possibility is that there is a gzeir midrabanan that you're not allowed to be megadle behemah daka in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe we're punishing the Bailam. Yeah, how much are you going to pay him back? Only a quarter. Why only a quarter for behemah daka? Because he was doing something wrong anyway. He shouldn't have been megadol behemah daka in Eretz Yisrael in the first place. So that's why we are punishing him. But where do we get this number, dafka half? Where did we get? Okay, the quarter, okay, we get. So to compensate for the extra tircha, or for to punish him a little extra for megadol behemah daka. But why dafka half? Where do we get that number from? So very interesting. Rashi says we get it from the concept of mamunum hamutal besafek cholkin, that we have a suffix about what the status of this animal would have been. He says mishumachim mishal mechza, because it's mamun hamutal besafek, because it could be that you were mafsidim the entire animal, because it could be that a real mumcha would have been matir in anyway, and then he would have been able to eat the entire animal, and now you have to lose the entire animal. Or it could be that you didn't make him lose anything, because maybe you would not have had a mum, and a mumcha gomer never would have been, a real mumcha never would have been matirit, and maybe it never would have developed a mum. So would have died eventually without a mum, and it would have been lost anyway. So we're not sure whether you cost him nothing, or did you cost him the entire value of the animal. And what's the rule? Mum namut b'safek cholkin. Whenever you have mum namut b'safek, sheet of sumchus in all of Shas is that we always split it. We don't paskin like sumchus. So Tosfos on the top says, yeah, this isn't really a normal case of mamun hamutal b'safek. Rashi is just borrowing the phrase. Tosfos writes, la mishum tesi kasumchus, el takanus chacham bialmahu. It's the takanus chachamim over here that we're applying, but it's not really the same as sumchus in all of Shas. Fine, new Mishnah. Donna said that once we're talking about a chacham who made a mistake or who had no business paskining a shayla, Donna said didn't zikas chay v'chivis zake timis tatar v'tir satamei. If a chacham judged the case or paskin the shayla and he made it, judged the case and he made a mistake, so masha asa v'yishalim mibeso. So no, what's done is done. So if he made Reuven pay Shimon unfairly, so the money was already changed hands. Shimon gets to keep the money, but the judge has to compensate Reuven for the loss out of his own pocket. But if he was a mumcha, if the judge was a mumcha, he doesn't have to compensate out of his own pocket. And Rashi explains that the Bali Dinim can't say Madua Dantenu Imein Chabaki Bedinim. He is a Baki Bedinim, so the Bali Dinim can't blame him. He did his best. He's a human being. He makes mistakes. Rashi Mesach Sanhedrin adds a little more. Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Gimel, where this also comes up, adds that since he's a mumcha, it must be that it's the bad mazel of the Bal Din that caused him to make a mistake. Because where is a mumcha making a mistake from? It must be that it was the mazel of the Bal Din, so the Bal Din can't have any tainas. The Rush, the Ktsos, understands from the Rush that the reason that a mumcha is patur l'shalem is because they're mekabel on him to accept what, they're mekabel him as a judge to accept whatever he says, and that's why he's going to be patur l'shalem. That's the nature of the din, is that there's an automatic kabbalah for whatever he says. So says Gemara Lema Tran Stamak Rabbi Meir Didan Din Garmi. Why does the judge have to pay out of pocket? What did he do already? He didn't do any direct damage. He paskened halacha and someone gave money. That's indirect. That's called Garmi. Now there are three levels. There's Hezek B'Yadayim, there's Grumma. Grumma ben Ezekin is definitely Pater. That's very indirect. And then there's Garmi, which is somewhere in between direct and indirect. There's a long Tosfos Masech Babasa and other places, Masech Babakama, discusses what the exact difference is between Grumma and Garmi. Tosfos lines up all the nine cases in Shas, or whatever, however many there are, of Grumma and Garmi, and tries to figure out, he has four different approaches, try to figure out the difference between them. Not at all easy to define. But anyway, the Gemara assumes this is a case of Garmi, so why does he have to pay out of pocket? So this must be going like Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds Doitin Din the Garmi, that you have to pay Garmi damages out of pocket. No, this isn't Garmi. He was Mazik B'Yadayim. He didn't only say, Reuven, you have to pay Shimon. He took the money from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. So it was Mazik B'Yadayim. So Bishlam Achiev is Sazakai. That's good if you said that someone has to pay when he didn't have to pay. I understand such a case. Elzika is a Chayev Hechidami. But if someone would have had to pay and you say, you're Potter, so how's that ever Hezek B'Yadayim? Idam Le Potterata, Valo Nasim Nasim B'Yad. If you just said Potterata, you didn't do anything directly. Amravin Gon Shayla. Mashkon the Nutloy Men. It's a case where they had a mashkon and he took it from him and gave it to the other guy. Timei Satar Dagabu Sheretz. And Timei Satar is where you actually took a sheretz and touched it to it just to show that you hold that it's already Tamei. So you're Mazik B'Yadayim. Tiyer Satamei, when you're Matar, that which is really Tamei, you did damage even though it was Tamei anyway. She'irvan in Peirosev. You mixed it with other Peiros and in that way you've done the damage B'Yadayim. So in all these cases, Dafka, where you did a Hezek B'Yadayim, it's not necessarily going like Rameir of Dain Din Dagarmi. Okay, we'll read the next mission tomorrow.